Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome to The Grapple. It's the Thursday, the 21st day of May 2020. Hope you're all safe and well. Big program tonight, and we won't go from the vault tonight in our second segment because we're going to preview round three of the 2020 NRL season. Only seven more sleep. But before we do that, let's have a look at the latest NRL news. And with the Commission, ARL Commission, that is, has confirmed the draw until round nine and the six venues that will be used when the match is resumed. Hopefully, fingers and toes crossed, next Thursday. So the Eels, Bulldogs, Rabbits, Sharks and Roosters, they'll be there at Parramatta. I'd like to call it Parramatta Stadium. The Dragons, the Tigers, the Panthers and the Raiders, they're going to be out at Campbelltown. And the Knights and the Warriors, well, the Warriors, they've just moved to Gosford with the Seagulls and they'll play out of the Central Coast Stadium. And of course, Suncorp in Brisbane will be used by the Broncos and Titans, Townsville by the Cowboys and Amy Park by the Storm in Melbourne. Can't wait. Now, former South Sydney captain Greg Inglis is set to become the biggest recruit by any English Super League club in more than 15 years after he decided to come out of retirement to join Warrington. He will ensure added exposure for the game in the Northern Hemisphere when he joins Toronto Wolfpack superstar Sonny Bill Williams and Catalans dual international Israel Folau in the English Super League next season. Now, the move's been confirmed. It's a one-year deal. It's a massive coup for Warrington and the biggest signing by an English club since Andrew John enjoyed a three-match cameo with the Wolves at the end of the 2005 season. That's fantastic. He played 39 tests, 32 State of Origin games for Queensland and 263 NRL games for Melbourne and South. And of course, listeners, don't be surprised. Queensland coach Kevin Walters says that Greg Inglis would be welcome to make a return to his Origin side. Don't forget, Arthur Beetson did that at 35 years of age to lead Queensland in the first ever State of Origin series. And who can forget, Alan Langer flew back from, wait for it, Warrington in 2001. Now, looks like Cody Walker, the Rabbitohs playmaker. Police have closed the probe into the video showing him in a fighting casino. The NRL Integrity Unit is now considering no handing Wayne Bennett a fine for failing to report the incident. Happened back in December, Casino New South Wales, and Bennett argued that because no complaint was made to the club or police about the matter, he did not believe he had to tell the Integrity Unit about the incident. Bit different there to what the league is saying. Now the Integrity Unit, well, a busy little Integrity Unit, will also deliver a final verdict on the fates of Latrell Mitchell and Josh Adokar and their role in the social distancing scandal at Mitchell's Farm on the north coast of New South Wales when it reveals its sanctions for Walker and Bennett in the next 48 hours. Police, too, they've been busy too. Confirmed that residents in Paddington and Surry Hills had been raided in fresh development in the NRL betting scandal surrounding the 2019 Dally M Awards. No arrests have been made, but certainly apparently a punter who allegedly works for an organisation involved in the awards event took home close to $20,000 after placing bets with multiple bookmakers on Craig Bellamy to win the Coach of the Year. Interesting. And the Fair Work Commission, they will now resolve the dispute between the referees union after peace talks failed on Tuesday. Sounds as if they need a good referee there. Maybe they could refer it to the bunker. The referees union has taken the NRL to the Fair Work Commission for the decision to go back to one whistleblower. The Warriors, well, they performed a haka in the forecourt of their Tamworth Hotel that they've called home since they've arrived in Australia, and they wanted to thank the staff and the Tamworth community, and that was followed by a speech from coach Stephen Kearney before boarding the bus to their base for the remainder of the season on the Central Coast. Now, it's interesting to note that Paul Gallen, he's willing to come out of retirement to help out the Warriors. Apparently they've got a bit of an injury toll there. If he did so, he would be the third oldest player in premiership history behind Billy Wilson for North Sydney and Ted Courtney for Western Suburbs in 1924, should he pull on a Warriors jersey. And there's just a little bit of an incentive there for Paul Gallen. He just needs two matches to join legends Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, Darren Lockyer and Terry Lamb in the exclusive 350-game club. Let's see what happens there. And of course, we're waiting to see also what the NRL are going to do about the Warriors' request for a lone player. They're backflipped, and now they're going to reconsider that due to the plight that the club is in and very difficult to fly players in from New Zealand. So let's hope that sanity prevails there. Well, listeners, coming up after the break on this day, and we're going to preview round three of the 2020 NRL season. Only seven sleeps to go here on 101.5 FM Sports. Oh, listeners, great to have your company tonight, this 21st day of May, for the Grapple on 101.5 FM Sports. And on this day in 1963, Laurie Spina, was born on this day, 1963, turns 57 today. And of course, he started his first grade career with North Sydney and ended it with North Queensland. Born on this day in 1974, Parramatta's coach Brad Arthur, lucky 46. Happy birthday, Brad. In 1990, veteran State of Origin campaigner Paul Vorton was left out of the Queensland side amid several changes for Game 2 of the series to be played at at Olympic Park in Melbourne. The first time an Origin game was played outside Sydney or Brisbane, except for Long Beach in California, 1987. 1996, the Brisbane Broncos announced the signing of outstanding St George youngster Anthony Mundine. 2008, New South Wales claimed first up honours in the State of Origin series when they beat Queensland 18-10 at ANZ Stadium. Halfback Peter Wallace starred on debut for the Blues, but the Maroons won the next two games to claim the series 2-1, their third Origin campaign in a row, 2008. And 2012, Canterbury winger Bryson Goodwin was rushed to hospital after suffering a ruptured spleen in a collision with Cronulla fullback Matthew Wright. Goodwin suffered serious blood loss and faced 4 weeks confined to his bed while he recovered. Well, as we said, listeners, no going back to the vault tonight. We're looking ahead. We're all positive, I use that word jokingly, to the NRL Round 3, 2020. Thursday night, the Broncos will take on the Eels at Suncorp, and we'll see two of the NRL's undefeated teams going head-to-head to relaunch the season, with the Broncos having their first opportunity to exact revenge on their 58-0 thrashing at the hands of the Eels in last year's playoffs. On Friday, 6 o'clock in Townsville, the Titans, they'll be looking for their first win of the season. They take on the Cowboys. Cowboys, they have a relatively settled squad, apart from skipper Michael Morgan, who's out with a shoulder, and it should see Jake Clifford and Scott Drinkwater in the halves. Meanwhile, rookie coach for the Titans, Justin Holbrook, has had to deal with plenty of upheaval in the past couple of months. And then just on 8 o'clock, it's the Roosters and the Rabbits at Parramatta, and there'll be no love lost when these two clash, as they share a history that goes back to 1908. Should be a blockbuster, and will be Latrells Mitchell's first game against the Roosters since he switched to South in the off-season. Saturday, 3 o'clock, Warriors and the Dragons at the Central Coast. Certainly be a lot of sentimental support for the Warriors with the sacrifices that they have made. And the Dragons, of course, they suffered defeats in their first two matches. Both sides will be looking to get their first points. 5:30, the Sharks and the Tigers at Parramatta. Both teams will be fielding new-look lineups when they restart their season. Sharks, they'll have key players Matt Moylan, centre Bronson Zeri, and utility back Josh Dugan back. And for the Tigers, Moses Mbai will be over a knee injury, and Luke Brooks will be back to give them some direction and partner Benji Marshall. And then the final game on Saturday, 7:35, the Storm will take on the Raiders in Melbourne. Be a cracker. Canberra were impressive. They knocked over the Titans and the Warriors to start the season, close to full strength. Melbourne, well, they got off to their annual good start with a win over Manly and a tight victory over Cronulla. And Sunday, listeners, will round out the third round of the NRL, restarted season, 4:05, the Panthers and the Knights at Campbelltown, both undefeated. And the Panthers, as we know, upset the Roosters round one, and then they beat the Dragons. The Knights, well, they kicked the season off with a 20-0 win over the Warriors, and then they thumped the West Tigers. The Panthers, well, they'll be without TikTok. He accepted a two-match ban for breaching social distancing rules. And at 6:30, to round out the weekend, the Sea Eagles will take on the Dragons at the Central Coast. Of course, the Eagles started the season with a loss to Melbourne, but they bounced back to upset the Roosters in round two. Now, the Dogs, they kicked off their campaign slowly, went down to the Eels and Cowboys, but whilst their defence has been strong, coach Dean Pay will need to get more out of their attack if they're to post their first win of the season. So, listeners, as we said, only seven more sleeps. Let's hope it all goes according to plan. And coming up after our next break, we'll have Macca joining us, and he's going to talk about the week that was in rugby league, plus his thoughts on GI and how he will go on the softer grounds in the UK. All that and more here on The Grapple on 101.5 FM Sports.
Well, rugby league, 1 week away from the kickoff next Thursday, the 28th of May. It's been something that's been coming for 5 or 6 weeks. And each day, of course, let alone each week, there's a drama involved in getting this competition underway. But what I want to do today is talk about someone from the past who we lost during the week, and that, of course, was the great Arthur Summons, who was a rugby league international player, international coach, and one of the two players that was put onto the Gladiators Trophy, which is the NRL Grand Final Trophy. And he, along with Norm Proven, the two players were captured from the 1963 Grand Final in an image taken by John O'Grady, and that became the symbol of supremacy in Australian Rugby League. And Arthur Summons, missed by many people, a real gentleman. I know that Gordon would have met him on many occasions because he was from the Western Suburbs Club. He was there before the great Keith Holman came in, and Western Suburbs back in the 60s were one of the powerhouses in the competition. Talking about one of the other powerhouses, of course, South Sydney have been in the news in the last 24 to 48 hours with various issues going on with Cody Walker in an incident from last October. Could well face a suspension. I know the police aren't taking any action against him, but the NRL Integrity Committee are looking at it, and he may well find himself on the sideline for a couple of games. And of course, the other news, Greg Inglis, the champion Australian player who retired last year through some injuries, has signed allegedly a deal to play with Warrington in the UK. So they'll be really interesting to see what happens. Souths are fired up about it because the other clubs are contesting the fact that they were given salary cap relief when Greg Inglis retired. But their very talented CEO, Blake Solly's, come out and said that all the clubs understood the terms and conditions of the deal that allowed Greg Inglis to retire, and there shouldn't be any people complaining about him now signing the play in the UK. And of course, the competitions aren't connected, and he would be entitled to play over there. The draw is out, of course, and now the last five rounds of the competition are out, and those have been almost matched up, you would say, into what they call rivalry rounds, and some of the interesting matchups where last year's grand finalists, the Roosters and the Raiders, play each other twice, of course, during the competition, as it will lead its way into the semi-final series. So interesting, of course, with the situation with the Roosters. They've lost their first two games. Their opening game, of course, next week's against the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and you don't get a more rival hungry game than that one. So they'll be looking to get competition points on the board. Otherwise, their greatest fear, of course, was by having the competition stand, is that they were none from two, along with a few other clubs who will want to be starting to make some inroads into the competition in those early rounds. Otherwise, they'll find themselves at the base of the competition. Parramatta, of course, on top, followed by Newcastle, both undefeated. Canberra, Melbourne Storm, Brisbane Broncos, Penrith, all going off to a good start, and they'll be wanting to build on their points. But North Queensland, Souths, Wests, Manly, Cronulla, or Manly won one game and lost one game, and of course Cronulla, Sydney, St George, Illawarra, Canterbury, the Warriors, and the Titans will be desperate to score competition points in the first couple of rounds before the competition really gets a roll on. And we hope that there aren't any interruptions to it, but they're going to need those points early on. Just touching on the referees issue, that of course going to arbitration, the dispute there being between the referees union and the NRL. The cut from two referees to one. We'll let the experts work that one out. And it's going to be one of those issues where the game has made a decision. Some of their employees, of course, with the referees, don't agree with it. So it's off to arbitration. But the main thing about all of this is that rugby league is up and running. It's good to see the other sports starting to come out of hibernation. The AFL will be watching very interestingly the first 2 weeks of a competition, and they'll be seeing whatever issues the league has that make sure that they don't have. But it's all around the security of the players in terms of health, biosecurity, and the grounds that have been selected to play the first number of games in will be easily quarantined, and I don't think we'll have any problems there. Of course, the issue will be players going back after games, mixing with their families and whatever. But hopefully, big lessons learned over the last few weeks on how to maintain good personal hygiene, and that'll carry us through. Anyway, by this time next week, rugby league will be back on.